Maseches Shviyos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, 2:8. The previous Mishnah had said there were certain types of produce where it's their vintage, the year to which they belong in terms of Shemitah and other tithing, dependent upon when they took root. Specifically, we had orez, rice, dochen, millet, pragin, which is poppy seeds, or maybe sorghum, and shumshumin, which are sesame seeds. That was a list of four. Here in Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri Omer, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri adds, he says, Fol HaMitzri, the Pol HaMitzri, the Egyptian bean, Shizaru Lazera Betchila, provided that when you planted that bean, you had intention to eat the seeds, like the actual beans themselves, as opposed to the pods in which they grow. So then, Kiyotzbehen, those Egyptian beans planted to eat the actual beans have the same status as the four from the previous Mishnah. Meaning, if you plant an Egyptian bean and you intend to not eat the greens as animal food or human food, but you want the seeds themselves for planting, according to Bartanura, those seeds, or for eating, according to others, in that case, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says that the Egyptian bean is a fifth item on the list of produce, which is peculiar in as much as its year is the year in which it took root. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Afunin ha-gamlunin. When it comes to these gamlunin, afunin are beans. Gamlunin means, it literally means large beans. Gamal is like a big animal, like large beans. But it doesn't mean generic large beans. It means some particular type of bean called the gamlunin bean. So those beans, keotaben, they are also like them, meaning the afunin ha-gamlunin beans are like the pul ha-mitzri beans. That is to say, if when you planted your afunin ha-gamlunin, you planted them with the intention that you were going to eat the beans, the actual beans, the seeds inside these afunin, and not the beans, the green part itself, what things inside. So then they also are going to go, the vintage, the year to which they belong, in terms of Shemitah and tithing, depends on when the afunin ha-galunin took root. Rabbi Elazar Omer, when it comes to afunin ha-galunin, when it comes to those, he says it's true that if you plant them for the beans, then they go after the year they took root, provided that mishatarmalu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, the time in which their pods, in which the little beans grow, hardened up to make like firm, solid pods, as long as those pods were firmed up prior to Rosh Hashanah, then indeed taking root plus planting for the sake of the seed plus having the pod hardening before Rosh Hashanah would make it that these beans are going to go after the year, the prior year. Meaning, just to make it clear, when it comes to both these Pul HaMitzri, the Egyptian beans, and the Afunin HaGamlunin, the large beans, if you plant them for the sake of eating the pod, the vegetable, then it would go like any other vegetable, and it would be based on when you do the lakita, the picking of the vegetable, not when they took root. So now, just to clarify, halacha lamaisa, it's going to turn out then that it's not quite like how this Mishnah lays out at all. Halacha lamaisa, if you recall, I said in the previous Mishnah that when it comes to tavua, grains, and kitnios, beans, legumes, things that you plant to eat the seeds of them, then it goes after when they have a third of their growth. Whereas if you plant something, a yerek, a vegetable for eating the vegetable, then it goes after when you pick it, the lakita, when it became ripe and then ready for picking, and you pick it then. So when you plant, you know, peas and beans, sometimes you're planting them to eat just the seed, the inside, and sometimes you're eating to eat the pod. And maybe, you know, you don't, when you have green beans, you're looking for the pod, as opposed to when you plant, let's say, soybeans, you're looking for the bean inside, not the pod. So if you're planting it for eating with the pod, then it'll be like a vegetable, halacha lemaisa, and it will go after when you pick it. If you're eating it dafka for the bean inside, it'll be kitnius, and will go after when it's one-third of its ripeness. That's when it's when it hits one-third of ripeness. If that's before Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to the previous year, and if not, to the subsequent year.